Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with you. With me, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. Folks, find a copy of that book by Joel Barker. You'll thank me later, I promise you. And if you can get the, if you can score the video at the same time, you'll really thank me. And there's an updated version of all that, isn't there, Joel?
Yeah, not of the book, but of the video.
Yeah, okay, so check that out. JoelBarker.com, also StarThrower.com. Check those out and see all the important work that Joel has. Where he always brings us important things that are coming at us in the future. Joel, 3D printing is one of the first topics you ever talked to us about when most of us didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And now you can put one on your desk.
And this is a good place to use our paradigm concept, too, because I talk about two kinds of things that you have to be sensitive with paradigms. One is paradigm shifts, which is you just change the basic rules and you start doing it in a way. And 3D printing was a paradigm shift in manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the thing I call paradigm.
Still isn't fully, the impact of it still, I think, is latent. I still think that a lot of America's manufacturing still is not, is still in some jeopardy from 3D printing. What do you think?
Well, here's the way I would put it. It's actually just the opposite. That what we're going to talk about has lowered the cost of entry so dramatically,
right,
and sped up the process so amazingly that little companies, for the first time, can enter into this business at a cost that is not only prohibitive, but actually fairly
trivial. But there are implications. There are disruptions of the supply chain, if nothing else, aren't there?
Well, it's going to change the supply chain dramatically because of what can be done here.
Mm-hmm.
So what's called, it's called desktop metal. And so if they want to Google that, desktopmetal.com, they can get right to the company. But I would, you know, you have the URLs that I sent you.
Yes.
And if they
mm-hmm.
go to your site and pull up the desktop metal, and they'll get a video of actually being able to watch us. In effect, this one and the robotics one we're going to talk about, both, if you don't see the video, you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important to see the video. So what is this all about? The desktop metal has figured out a way to print objects, full dimensional objects in metal, which means they're very robust, very strong, 100 times faster than anything in the 3D printing has been done.
Wow.
So let's just we'll play this little numbers game. Before, if you were 3D printing something, it might take you 100 minutes to print that.
Mm-hmm.
It now takes you one minute.
Wow.
Think of the
productivity of that device.
Oh, it's 100 times improvement in productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's the other
second number. That's called quantum leap.
Exactly. Yeah. But notice it's an improvement. They didn't come up with a new system. It's 3D printing. It's a dramatic enhancement in the paradigm. And here's the next number. It is 20 times cheaper in its initial cost to get into the business. That's the access I was talking about all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Before, if you're doing laser printing, you were spending millions of dollars getting the equipment set up, and you had to have special conditions. And there was danger in the oxide they were
mm-hmm.
using. All of that goes away with this. This, you could literally have it in your office if you wanted. So it's 10 times cheaper, and the materials it uses for printing these things is 20 times cheaper than its competition. I mean, those numbers, I don't know if you multiply them or add them.
Well, let me tell you something else. One of the things, there's a whole industry of die-cast.
Yes.
Die-cast and extrusion, a whole industry that built up in America over the last century that would really create a lot of wealth, a lot of opportunity, that over the last generation or two has gone offshore.
Yes. Allow American companies to compete with the other companies because all the price, literally the costs have been taken, have been reduced so
right.
dramatically.
But
it doesn't make any difference if it's overseas or not.
But when I say, as I do, it's, you don't have to fall in love with, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but not with how you do it. If you're a forging company, then if you're still thinking about diecast the way you were, you can't do that. You got to think about diecast differently. You can still be in the diecast business. You just can't do it the same way.
Right. And the thing that I want your audience to understand for sure is with 3D printing, you don't need molds.
Right. That's it.
It is a moldless technology. That was part of its paradigm.
Driven by the computer. Joel, I want to get over to the Vine robot quickly.
Okay.
This is amazing, folks. You got to watch this video. Tell us about it, Joel.
Yep, and you're right. Go watch the video. I'll put it as simply as I can. Stanford University has figured out a way to make a robot act like the root of a growing tree.
Yep.
If you think about it, we've seen those pictures of your kids, the little root pushing through the dirt and going forward. But one of the things I never thought of until I saw this is the root behind it doesn't follow it.
Mm-hmm.
It stays there. You're growing the tip.
Right.
And Stanford has figured out a way to grow the front end of a robotic extension so that it can extend, as long as you keep feeding it its material, yards and even, I would suppose, you know, hundreds of yards if you wanted to do it. It is a fundamental paradigm shift in robots, because instead of having these mechanical hands and mechanical arms, you have this flexible, root-like object.
It's unbelievable, folks. Go look. Soft robot grows vine. Soft robot grows vine. Stanford rescue operation. Type those things into Google. Soft robot grows vine. And watch that video. It will take your breath away. It will change the way you think about how we're probably going to do many things in the future. This is unbelievable. Joel, thanks for a great report. When we come back, Joel and I might do a little arm wrestling on one of our favorite topics, climate change. After this break, 10 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.